Good afternoon and welcome to the Markets Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday the 15th of October, and for the day we had another strong end to the week, up 50.3 points or 0.7% to 7,362. We had a high today of 7,373 and a low of 73.25. The market did tip over a little bit just after lunch, but it regained its composure and pushing up again towards those highs of the day. For the week, the index is actually up 42 points for the week. So not a bad performance, but hardly a stonking performance. As far as stocks in focus today goes and sectors, well, the banking sector certainly was leading the charge today. We had the Commonwealth Bank up 0.4%, Westpac up 0.5%, ANZ doing well, up just over 1%, and NAB's a bit of a laggard, up only 0.2%. But Macquarie Bank or Macquarie Group had a stunning day today, up 3.7%. Hitting all-time highs there. Not so well going for the insurance sector. We saw QBE down 0.7, IAG down 3.2% after ASIC look as if they're going after them for some insurance matters. So not too helpful there. And we also saw Suncorp down 0.24% today. Bank of Queensland down just 1 cent or 0.1%. Today. The big bank basket heading higher though, $184.19, which was up around 0.46%. Macquarie hitting that all-time high. A couple of fund managers though, very much in focus today. We saw Pendle come out with their FUM, their funds under management, but certainly no fund house for Pendle. Down 11.5% there. And we also saw news last night that Kerr Nielsen's ex-wife Judith had sold down her holding. The stock fell 6.86% on the back of that. She now only holds around 6% in Platinum Asset Management, PTM, the stock code there. Miners doing well today as well. BHP up 2.8%. They were the real standout. Fortescue up nearly 2% though. Rio had their production report down 0.9%. Still having some issues and still having some staffing issues as well, which not really helping that one. We did see some good moves though in some of the base metal stocks. OZ Minerals up 5.2%. OZL Sandfire up nearly 7% today. SFR doing well. Gold miners not really doing too much today. We had Northern Star up 0.3, Newcrest down 0.24%, and IGO up 2.5%, Linus up 2.5%, and Mineral Resources up 2.1%. So those base metals, especially in rare earths and bulk commodities, are doing relatively well today. So some good news there. In industrials today, we saw the travel stocks doing better. New South Wales has now abandoned all hotel quarantine. In fact, all quarantine for fully vaccinated travellers. Qantas rose 2% on the back of that. They also sold some surplus land around Mascot for around $802 million. They did well, as I say, up 2%. Webjet rose 4%. And Flight Centre up 3.8% today. Healthcare better as well. CSL leading that slightly up 0.2%, but Ramsey up 0.8%. And EBOS, EBO, the stock code there, that's a healthcare equipment and services company, up 4.1%. ResMed up 0.7% there. Tech stocks better too. We had Afterpay up 1.7%, WiseTech up 0.8%, and Xero up 0.9%, with the All Tech Index up just over 1% there, 1.1%, so doing quite well. Not a lot on the corporate news front today. We have seen a few more AGMs, and TWE poured some sour grapes on the bulls at the AGM, falling 5.2%, and the Boom in a Room conference has produced some winners, not least of which STM had a really good day today on the Boom in a Room conference presentation. They were up 22.9%. Sounds good. They're only up 1.1 cent though to 5.9, but certainly the bulls out in force there. 95 million shares traded. Nothing on the economic front today. Goldman Sachs results tonight. All eyes will be on that. In terms of the big cap winners today, We had winning stocks in the likes of AVZ Minerals, AVZ the stock code there. Beacon Lighting as well, up 7.7% today. They had an announcement as well, nothing particularly inspiring, ceasing to be a substantial holder. BLX, the stock code there. Sandfire, SFR, doing well. And Australian Ethical, AEF, piling on the points today, up nearly 6%. Other fund managers seem to be struggling, but AEF going from strength to strength. Hub24 also got some good broker coverage today. They rose 5.8%. And ARB Corp, which provides goodies for trucks and utes, etc., they had a good day today, up 5.6%. Red 5 also doing well, up 5.6%. RED, the stock code there. And Star Entertainment Group recovering from what has not been a particularly great week for them. They rose 5.4% today. In the losers enclosure, Pendle Group tumbled 11.5%. PDL, Boss Energy is one of the uranium stocks giving back some of the gains this week, 8.5% down. Platinum Asset, PTM, falling 6.8% after Judith Nielsen sold down to her 6% stake. Paladin, PDN, also down today, 5.8% down. And TWE, that's Sour Grapes, down 5.4% on the AGM. Some of those channels they're selling into, not recovering as fast as they would like. Elders also falling today, 4.8% down on the back of some broker downgrades. And Core Lithium down 4.4% today. CXO, the stock code there, a little bit of profit taking in that one. Positive sectors today, though. We saw banks, resources, travel and tech leading the market higher. And the negative sectors today with insurers. Energy slightly easier today, a little bit mixed though. Santos were unchanged. Oil Search down 0.5%. Woodside up 0.8%. So not really that much damage really there. Fund managers though very much in focus today on the back of those moves in Pendle and Platinum. And we did see a bit of a rise in Magellan Financial, 3.4% rise there. So maybe the first signs that that one is stirring. The big bank basket rose slightly to 184.19. That was up 0.46%. Gold drifted slightly lower, 24.19, mainly as a result of the Aussie dollar higher at 74.19 there on the Aussie dollar, pushing up. Bitcoin drifting a bit higher as well, $59,315. The 10-year yield steady today at 1.63. Asian markets firm, Japan up 1.5%, Hong Kong up 0.8%, and China up 0.3%. US futures at the moment also positive. Dow futures up 103 and NASDAQ futures up around 45 points, but Goldman Sachs in focus tonight. Stocks on the move for various reasons today. Sandfire up 6.9%. Seems that commodity prices certainly helping that one. Hub24 up 5.8% on broker upgrades. We also saw Star Entertainment up 5.4%. No bad news is good news. And BCI rose 7.2% today after it announced the debt funding for the Mardi project. Fortescue up nearly 2% today. They had a press release today over Plug Power. And Helios fell 0.4% after announcing a update to the Virtus takeover there of one of their divisions. RDT, which is Red Dirt, fell 6.8%. That's been a bit of profit taking there. And Alltech Chemicals, ATC, down 6.3%. Digital Wine, they had a presentation today on their Caddy acquisition. They fell 7.6%. And Elders down 4.8%, broker downgrades. ERA down 1.1% and Paladin down 5.8% after some good moves this week in some of those uranium stocks. Speculative stock of the day today, stock that I hadn't really heard of, Essential Metals, ESS, which was up 35.5% today. Good volume too on the Boom in a Room conference. Seems to have attracted a bit of attention today. High-grade assay results from the Cade deposit. In the news today, Treasury Wine Estates says channel conditions are slightly below expectations for recovery. Added there was momentum in key growth markets, including Asia, but not mainland China. Rio Tinto Q3 Pilbara iron ore shipments were up 9% over the quarter to 83.4 million tonnes, but they have cut the top end of its Pilbara iron ore shipment guidance to 325 million tonnes, from 340. The CEO Jakob Stausholm said that it was another difficult quarter operationally, and despite improving versus the prior quarter, he added there was an opportunity to improve. And Pilbara iron ore cost guidance unchanged, still quite high comparative to BHP and Fortescue, US $18 to $18.50 a ton. Insurance Group Australia has acknowledged legal proceedings from ASIC. The filing relates to IAG's failure to pass on the full amount of discounts to a significant number of NRMA home, motor, caravan and boat insurance companies between March 2014 and September 2019. And Qantas has sold some surplus land around Mascot for $802 million, and Pendle has seen the funds under management slip from $192.2 billion from 106.7 billion. So not such good news there. In economic news today, not much, but ScoMo is heading to Glasgow. He has announced this afternoon that he will be going to Glasgow. He will be there along with Twiggy and Malcolm. That should make interesting coffee time and breakfast at the hotel. In COVID news today, New South Wales will no longer require quarantine from double vaccinated travellers. Good news there. And in Asia, China is loosening restrictions on home loans as regulators have told major banks to accelerate mortgage approvals. And Alibaba earnings, which are due out on November the 5th, a week ahead of Singles Day, are being downgraded. Consensus for earnings has been downgraded by around 5% over the past 3 weeks. And the new Japanese Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida, has pledged to steer Japan away from the era of Abenomics. And the SEC will allow Bitcoin futures ETF, it looks like. And Brussels is looking at a plan for an all-out trade war with the UK as Britain braces for a grim Christmas. That's it for me today. If you're listening to this on a podcast and you're not yet a member of the Marcus Today community, we'd love to have you along. You can sign up for the podcast on marcustoday.com.au. And we'd love to have you. And you can also subscribe to us on your favorite podcast service, whether that's a Spotify or an Apple or an Amazon Music or whatever way you get your podcast, you can subscribe there. We've recently split our podcast system into four, so you can pick and choose which ones you would like. You can either look at the On the Desk, On the Couch, The Breakfast and the End of Day Report, of which this is, or the Marcus Strategy Report, or you can sign up for all of them, or just one or two, completely up to you. But that's about it from me today. Thanks very much for listening, and have a great weekend.